Nolte, Fox News anchor Julie Banderas melts down after mild criticism from Trump. By John Nolte on January 29, 2019. Fox News anchor Julie Banderas melted down Monday on Twitter after President Trump criticized a couple of Fox reporters over their border coverage. In a spectacle that has become the norm from preening CNN's neurotics such as Jim Acosta and Jake Tapper, Banderas made a public fool of herself, getting all screechy and overheated about the president's criticism. All Trump said, via Twitter, was, "I think that John Roberts Fox and at Gillian Turner at Fox News have even less understanding of the wall negotiations than the folks at fake news CNN and NBC. Pretty mild stuff." Nevertheless, instead of handling the criticism like a mature and rational adult, Banderas decided to light herself on fire in a series of wildly dishonest tweets that accused Trump of, "This is not a joke, putting a target on their backs and bullying and not presidential. Period, and that's not how this country works," and lashing out. In short, Banderas could not respond to the substance of Trump's criticism, so she decided instead to mislead her Twitter followers with the fabrication of a dangerous straw man built with a series of crazed accusations that are, in fact, based on the outrageously un-American belief the President of the United States does not have the constitutional right to free speech, to free expression, or even the right to publicly defend himself. And this is just one more indicator pointing to the collapse of Fox News as a legitimate alternative to the establishment media. On top of allowing Banderas to go full snowflake, to declare free speech dangerous, to virtue signal at the expense of Trump's God-given right to defend himself, Fox News is now an outlet that is embracing blacklists against its competition. Drudge, Breitbart, Judicial Watch, allowing bitter conspiracy theorist Judge Napolitano to spread his bitter anti-Trump conspiracy theories. That caved on Trump's caravan ad, that backed CNN's lawsuit in defense of Acosta's right to heckle the president and manhandle female White House staffers. That gives open borders extremist Jorge Ramos a microphone. That smeared Breitbart over our accurate reporting on a Google bombshell. That attempted to derail Brett Kavanaugh's Supreme Court appointment with what could have only been a well-rehearsed talking point involving the fake news use of the word credible. What the hell is the matter with Fox News? Does Fox honestly believe it's appropriate to have one of its anchors argue against the free speech rights of the only person in the country chosen through the democratic process to represent all of the American people? Think about this. Think about what just happened here. A Fox News anchor is now joining the far-left CNN's campaign to silence Trump's criticism of the media, and is doing so using the most dishonest, left-wing tactic there is, conflating criticism of the press with violence and threats. Now give this one a think. A Fox News anchor just argued that when the only person in the country chosen through the democratic process to speak for all of us speaks, that's not how this country works. Why is it that narcissism and shameless virtue signaling always seem to result in the most un-American of ideas? Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.